I appreciate this opportunity to speak with you about one of the most serious challenges we face as a nation. Today, more and more of our fellow citizens are becoming aware of the heavy cost of illegal drug use. Drugs destroy families, prevent young people from getting the education they need, and keep tens of thousands of adults off the job. The loss to our economy can be measured in the billions. But how do you measure the loss to the country in ruined lives? Drug-related crime also exacts an enormous toll in lost and destroyed property, high insurance rates, and the mounting burden on our police and law enforcement officials. And there's also the violence, personal injury, and fear suffered by our friends and loved ones. Drugs pose a threat to every American family and to our very way of life. Yet there's no reason to despair. By working together, we Americans have proven time and again that there's no challenge too great, no obstacle to our well-being that cannot be overcome. The solution, however, is not easy. Putting the drug epidemic behind us will require commitment from all of us. Tough and efficient law enforcement is only part of the answer. We've done much in recent years to bolster our law enforcement and interdiction efforts. The battle against drugs being fought by our courageous drug enforcement agents, local and state police, the Coast Guard, and others deserves our applause and support. But the battle will not be won until each of us realizes that every one of us is on the front lines. And that's why I'm talking with you today. I want to enlist you in America's crusade against drugs. Our primary step must be the creation of an atmosphere of intolerance for drug use, be it in the workplace, in the school, or in the home. Your contribution may be as simple as not tolerating illegal drug use at a party, or as sophisticated as developing a strong drug-free policy for a major corporation. Both contributions are effective and both are essential. I hope you'll go out of your way to talk with others about what can be done to stop drug abuse. You may also be surprised at how willing most people are to help and to work together. Stopping the use of illegal drugs is too important to the future of our country, to the health and safety of our children, to let the other guy take care of it. Our crusade isn't aimed at filling our jails with drug users. It's aimed at reaching out and helping them live drug-free lives. We care about them and about our neighborhoods and our country. And that's why it's time to just say no to drugs. That's why it's time to help others make that same decision. Together, we can get this job done. Together, we can build a drug-free America. I know I can count on you. Thank you, and God bless you.